do pray for us today, because we need the Lord every step of the way. We want to share this thought this morning. And if we have a preaching topic, it will be ask and it shall be given. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Amen. And we are going with this title on another angle. Because my mind is this morning thinking about asking questions. You know, in order to understand things, some things we might don't understand, we have to ask questions. How about this? How this work? Amen. And sometimes folks are so proudful where they don't feel like I got to ask nobody nothing. And you know you don't know what you're doing. You ever seen people like that? Need to ask them questions how to fix this thing. How to make this thing work. How to make this thing move. Praise God. Amen. We need to inquire, amen, about this situation. And that's the point and the angle I want to speak on this morning. Amen. When you need help, just like to being saved, getting involved with God, we have to ask God to come into our lives and make us new creatures. As the verse says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Yes, so, amen, just in the literal life. You know, you might go into school or taking up a course or whatever you're doing. Amen. Ask your instructor, your professor. You don't understand something, ask. Don't sit back and be embarrassed to ask. Amen. That's how you will know. I'm a person, I love to ask questions. Amen, because I know little. So in order to know more, amen, ask. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. The Bible also states in his word, all you're getting, what? Get understanding. Amen. Praise God. Me and my wife, we purchased a RV home. And that's the first one I ever owned, and I don't know much about RVs. But I told my wife when we got it, I said, we're going to go camping. We're going to the campground, and we're going to do some camping. And I said, I don't know how to hook this thing up. But I told her, I said, you know what? An angel going to be there when we arrive. Amen. I said, because somebody going to tell me how to hook this thing up. I'm going to ask some questions because I don't know. And they're going to act like I do know. So we went there. Amen. And I backed it up into the spot that we supposed to be in. And just as soon as I backed it up and I got out the vehicle, there came a gentleman across the street. He done had his unit over there, and he done had it all hooked up and everything. And he said, sir, do you need any help? Glory be to God. I said, yes, sir. I said, I need some help. I don't know how to hook up nothing. He said, man, it's easy. No problem. And then I told him, I said, I just told my wife, I said, when we get there, praise God, an angel going to come and tell us and show us what to do. And praise God. And I said, you are that angel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't the Lord come right on time? Amen. So that gentleman began to show me how to do everything. Amen. Hooked up the sewage, run the pipe, the power, the water. Amen. Praise God. Show me about the hot water heater. I mean, he just took his time and showed me everything that I need to know. And I wasn't so proudful trying to, you know, I could act like I know how to do something. I know how to do it, sir. I know. No. Amen. And that's the lesson this morning that I want to declare. Amen. When you don't know what you're doing, ask. Ask. Praise God. Amen. Even right here in America, with the United States of America, with the president on down. Amen. Ask questions. Amen. Get some professional opinion on how to do things, and just don't do it any kind of way. Praise God. Ask. Praise ye the Lord. And I'm here to tell you, you will learn when you ask questions. You will learn, amen, when the folks, they begin to teach you things and help you, amen, to God be the glory. So I'm so grateful, amen, that that gentleman came and helped me out, amen. And I thank God. I said, I thank God for that. Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory. Praise ye the Lord. And I just want to tell you, praise God. Amen. Even over here, there's a powerful question, amen, that was asked. Amen. Let's turn over here to, amen, see what the words say here. Let's turn over here to, amen. Let's see where we at now. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Now let's turn to Acts. Let's turn to Acts. Amen. The 16th chapter. Praise God. Questions is so vital, so important. Amen. That's how you be intelligent. That's how you be knowledgeable when you ask. Amen. And you learn from asking. Ain't God good? Praise God. All right. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Praise God. All right, we want to go to Acts, the 16th chapter, and we want to read verses 26, praise God, to verse 30. Amen. There was a powerful question asked here. The Bible said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. So when the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors was open, and everyone band was loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul, hallelujah, cried with a loud voice. Amen. I can imagine how Paul cried out with a voice of authority. Hey, he said, hey, do thyself no harm, for we all are here. Amen. How many know when God is for you? Amen. No man can be against you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Paul let him know that, amen, although the doors was open and the buildings are shaking and earthquake came and they could have fled, but amen, but Brother Paul, he demonstrated the greatness of God. He let the jailer know, I ain't running out of here. My God, amen, gonna be with us. Oh, Paul told the, amen, the jailer, listen here. Amen. I'm all right. Do thyself no harm. We all are here. Amen. See, the jailer, he would have been very, maybe got in trouble. Amen. With that, if they would have fled, because he's supposed to be the watchman. Amen. But Paul said, you ain't got to worry about nothing. We are here. Amen. Then he called for a light. And he sprang in and came trembling
and fell down before Paul and Silas. Praise God, the jailer, he got convicted. Amen, the jailer, amen, he felt, amen, the power of God. It got good in here. I said, amen. How many know God knows how to get your attention? Amen, you can be in the jail. Amen, you can be downtown. You can be at the beach. Wherever you are, God can get your attention. Amen. Amen, Brother Paul. With the power of God, the jailer began to, amen, spring in. And he came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. And he said, and he brought them out. And he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Come on, somebody. Ain't God good in this place? Amen. He want to know. Amen. He want to know how to be saved. Praise God. Amen. If you want to know something, praise God, ask. Praise God. Yes. How? Amen. Sirs. He says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Praise God. I believe not only the jailer need to ask that question. I believe all in America, amen, from the president, the legislatures, and amen, all the House of Representatives and the senators and all the leaders, they need to ask this question. What must I do to be saved? What must I do to save America? What must I do, amen, to be more like God and less like myself? And start asking some questions, church. Do you have any questions this morning? Do you need some answers this morning? Amen. I'm here to tell you. Amen. This is a powerful question here. What must I do to be saved? Amen. Here's the answer. He said, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house, amen. And they spake unto the word of the Lord, and all that were in his house, amen. It said, and he took them the same hour of night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. See, just that one question, power came. Amen, they got saved. Amen, the stripe was washed. And they were baptized. Amen, each and every one. So I'm here to tell you, ask questions. Praise God, it will help you to be saved. Ask questions. It'll help you to hook up the RV. Ask questions. It'll help you to know your schooling. Amen, ask questions. Ain't God good? Praise God, we just left, amen, a wonderful Bible VBS, Vacation Bible School this week. Amen. And we had in one of the sessions, all the sessions, each class came to the pastor. Amen. And we had questions and answer session. Ain't God good? Amen. Amen. Young folks, amen, have questions. Want to know about the Bible. Want to know how, what this, what happened here. Why this happened? Amen. And so I was, thank God that God gave me answers to be able to give them Bible answers. Not just out of my head what I think. Because what I think matters not. But it's what the word of God has spoken to us. Amen. What the word of God teaches us. Amen. So I want to, as this topic said, ask and you shall be given. If you ask of God questions, you will get an answer. Won't he do it, church? I say, won't he do it, church? Praise God. Amen. I thank God. I said, I thank God. Believe. The answer is to America. The answer is to your community. The answer is
to you in your home. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thy shall be saved and thy house. Hallelujah. Your entire house can be saved just because of that one question. Look at God. I said, look at God. I said he'll do it every time. Praise God. I got another passage of scripture that can help us out here. Let's back up here. Amen. To Acts. Let's go to Acts, the 8th chapter. Praise God. Amen. Do you remember the eunuch? Philip and the eunuch. Amen. There was a question. Amen. Was asked. And I thank God. Through that question, this eunuch got saved. Praise God. Just for that question to be answered. Hallelujah in here. Do you see how important questions are? Praise God. The Bible says, amen. Over here, let's read over here, the 8th chapter, church. And let's start at the 27th verse. And we're going to read down to the 39th verse. The Bible says, and he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Candace queen of the Ethiopians. Now, this man was a man of high stature. This wasn't just a little ordinary man. This man had great authority. Praise God. But he humbled himself. And regardless of who he was, sometimes when we big stature and we a great man and amen, and we don't want nobody to know we are unlearned. Amen. I don't care who you are. Praise God. Amen. Do you remember Nebuchadnezzar? He went, Jesus spoke to him. Amen. He had a question. Did he have a question? Amen. He needed to be born again. Amen. And Jesus told him he needed to be born again. But the point I'm trying to bring out, he came to Jesus by night. And sometimes we wonder why he came by night. Why didn't he come by day? Amen. Because he was a chief. He was just like the president, so to speak. He was high authority. He came by night and he asked the question, how can you be born when you're old? Amen. Do you have to go back into your mother's womb to be born? But Jesus, he had to break it down to him. Jesus said, no. Amen. The Bible said you was born in spirit when you was in your mom flesh, but now you need to be born. You was in flesh with your mother, but now you need to be born in the spirit of the Lord. Ain't God good? Amen. That's a spiritual birth. Amen. In the spirit. Hey, being born again. Now, praise God in the spirit. Yes, you was born in the flesh in your mother's wombs, but now, come on, can I have a church in here? Now you got to be born again in the spirit. Praise God. Amen. Flesh is flesh, but the spirit is spirit. But I sometimes wonder, I say, why did he come at night? Praise God. Do you believe because he was a big chief, and amen, among the, he was a big, powerful man, Nebuchadnezzar was. Amen. Do you realize that? Amen. He might have said, well, you know, I'm so big, I'm a president, and I'm high authority, so I don't want nobody to see me coming to Jesus. Amen. I'm going to wait till everybody in the bed, and then I'm going to go over here to Jesus and talk to him and do some conversation. Amen. Sometimes we wonder. Amen. Sometimes he might have been so busy with his schedule. Amen. In the daytime, because being a leader, amen, you know, you got a lot of paperwork. Amen. Amen. Just working and doing. So maybe he was so busy in the daytime and he just had to come at night. But I don't care. The main thing, he came. Amen. And I want to tell you, you can come at nighttime. You can come at noontime. You can come at daytime. And the Lord is always ready. Amen. What must I do to be saved? Amen. And Jesus told him, you must be born again. Amen. You must be born again out of your sins. You must be born again out of your nature, your sin nature, and get the Spirit of God nature in you. Come on, somebody. So I'm here to tell you, questions is vital. My topic, ask questions and it shall be given to you. Ain't God good in this house? Praise God. All right, let's read over here. Let's read over here. Amen. The eunuch. He was a powerful man as well. But he wasn't too powerful to get some help from God. That's what we all need. That's what the government need. Everybody need to go back to the basis. Read the Bible. It will answer every question. And it will work out every problem. Amen. Amen. So the Bible said, and he arose and he went. Behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, a great authority under the Candace queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, come on now, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Look at God. Lord getting ready to bring some connection. How many know the Lord know how to connect with you? Yes. I don't care where you at. You can be in the wilderness. You can be downtown. You can be in the grocery store. Amen. He knows how to connect. But the eunuch was sitting in his chariot and he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto the preacher. The preacher was Philip. Go near and join thyself to this chariot. Preacher, go over there and ask him a question. Go in there and witness to him. Amen. We need these kind of witnesses today. Sometimes the Lord be leading you to do something and you won't listen to him. Amen. You begin to let the flesh lead. Well, he don't want to be bothered with me. Nobody want this thing. That's the going thing today. Nobody want to be saved. Nobody want salvation no more. Amen. People's got their mind on other things. But I'm here to tell you, you better get your mind on the Lord. Let your mind be in him and he in you. Let this mind be in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Yes, people want to be saved. Yes, amen, this world is in bad shape. And the Lord is the answer. And only thing you need to do, amen, is ask that powerful question. What must I do to be saved? What must I do to change my life? What must I do to be a new creature in Christ? What must I do to follow God procedure? We need more questions asked. Amen. So Philip said, and Philip ran fighter to him. I like that speed. He was very enthused. He just didn't just walk to the unit. Come on, somebody. Amen. Huh? Amen. Where are our excitement? Where are our enthusiasm? Praise God. We need to be enthused about working for the Lord. Be excited about doing God's will. I wish I had a greater church in here this morning. Praise God. Let us, dear ones, amen, start running and quit walking. Get excited. Wasn't that Zacchaeus? He wanted to see Jesus. He didn't walk. They said he ran. And he climbed a sycamore tree. And he got real high up there where he could see Jesus afar off. Jesus might have been a mile down the road, but he's up high. He can see him. How many want to see Jesus? You got to put forth effort. You got to ask questions. You got to find his location. Amen. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is everywhere. You can be in Japan. You can be in Africa. You can be in New York. You can be in Oklahoma. You can be anywhere the Lord is there. Only thing you need to reach out and say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Yes, Lord. Amen. Save me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Make me new again. But you got to get tired of your old ways. You must get tired of your old action. You must get tired of your old personality. Got to throw it in the trash and get a new life. Amen. A new servant, a new God in your life. Dismiss the devil. Let the devil know he got to go out of your life. Bye, devil. Bye, devil. Hello, Lord. Come on in. Praise God. Let us all say run. I'm here to tell you, you got to run for Jesus. Bible said that Philip ran, fighter to the eunuch, and hear him reading prophet Isaiah. And he said, meaning, do you understand what you read? But the scripture said, understand it thou what thou read it. Amen. Do you understand? Folks need understanding. And that's our job as preachers and leaders, to help folks understand the gospel. So the preacher asked him, and what was his answer? And he said, so to speak, no, I don't understand. How can I? How can I? Except some man to guide me. And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Praise God. Look at God. He was eager and excited to have a preacher, Brother Philip, to come and teach him and give him knowledge. Amen. Knowledge is the key. I needed knowledge to understand about the RV. Amen. You need knowledge to understand God's will and God's way. He said, how can I? Except some men should guide me. And then he invited Philip to come up and sit with him on the chariot. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears. So open he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, himself, of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and he began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. Come on, somebody. I want to say to the churches of God, I want to say amen to your church, preachers that listen to this sermon. I want to say to everyone in the entire world, this is very powerful here. Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Let us all say Jesus. That's what church is all about, pastors. We need to be preaching Jesus. Not politics. Not gossiping. Not what you're trying to get across to people. Your agenda. Come on, that's why the world and its shape is in. We need to be preached Jesus. That's what's going to save America. That's what's going to save people that's in sin. That's what's going to save this unit is Jesus. So that's what I want to say in the fear of the Lord. Let's quit using our pulpit to play. Let's quit using our pulpit to put on some kind of entertainment. But we want to use the pulpit to preach Christ. Amen. That's where the answer is. Jesus. That's where the power. He has a name above every name. And at that name every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. So I thank the Lord for Brother Philip, amen, preaching to the unit. And let me say this. When you preach the gospel, it's something about the gospel. It revives you. It makes you want to do more. It wants you to be greater. It wants you to go all the way. You know, when you get truly saved, you ain't back here in the no land, but you out here in God's land and trying to do everything you could do to help somebody. Amen. To repent of the sin. But listen up. So what did the eunuch say? And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What does hinder me to be baptized? Look at God. Look at God. Look at God. When you get it right, when you get saved and you hit the rock, and the rock is Jesus Christ, you want to do greater. You want to go wherever he tell you to go. You want to do what he tell you to do. Amen. He didn't wait for the preacher to say, now you're saved, now you need to be baptized. But he let the preacher know. Amen. Look at I see some water over there. Can I be baptized? In my experience dealing with people and church members, when they get saved, I as the pastor, sometimes, most of the time, after we remind them, hey, you know, you're saved now. Now you need, the next step is being baptized. You need to be baptized. Amen. But I'm here to tell you that this unit didn't have to be reminded. Amen. They came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. Is anything hindering me to be baptized? What does hinder me to be baptized? Philip said, if thou believe it with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe. Praise God. That's a powerful word. I believe. That's all it takes is just believing. If you believe in Jesus' ways and believe in his things that he require of thee, it ain't nothing can hinder us. So this is great. This is great information here. And when they were come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing, only because he inquired about his salvation. What does hinder me to be saved? Come on. What does hinder me to be saved? Amen. What must I do to be saved? So I want you, in conclusion of this message this morning, you may need to ask some questions this morning. What must I do to be saved? America, you need to ask that same question this morning. What must I do to be saved? I don't care how bad it look, how corrupt it look, how tough it look. You ain't too tough or too bad or too whatever for Jesus. He can clean you up. He can put a song in your mouth and a praise in your heart. Amen. So let us start asking some questions. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord will be right there ready to answer your questions. So I'm so glad I asked that gentleman questions about my RV. Now I can say I know the ins and outs. I know how to operate everything. Amen. Sometimes you got to put pride in your back pocket, so to speak. Amen. You got to be humble. Don't try to be a person that feel like you know everything. I ain't got to ask nobody nothing. You seen people that way? I know. Just know everything. Amen. Know everything. Know it all. Amen. I am needy before the Lord. I can't even walk unless he hold my hand. I cannot talk unless he give me breath to breathe. I cannot do nothing without him. But guess what? I can do all things with him. God bless you. Heavenly Father, pray.